Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to Wednesday Wisdom, where we kind of pick a word and we go through the Bible, find some scriptures. Now, this is not an exhaustive study, but it is a good start. It's enough to whet your appetite. So we've done some great words. So I try to pick a word or a phrase every day and just find out what the Bible says about it. Because the Bible says something about everything. So today, it's the subject of thinking. Just think. What do you think on? You know, we can control our thought life. People say, well, you can't control your thought life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We're going to find some scriptures about it today. So if you got a pencil and paper, you're taking notes today, these are going to be some great scriptures about thinking. Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. All these are come from the New Living Translation. I read several different translations, but this is my favorite. This is one I teach out of and I preach out of. I really like the New Living Translation. Philippians 4:8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts. What? Fix your thoughts. Don't let your mind run around like a ping pong ball on a concrete floor. Boom, ba boom, ba boom. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true, what is honorable, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, what is admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's a lot of thinking. Well, let me just read it real clear. What do you think on? Think on what is true. Think on what is honorable. Think on what is right. Think on what is pure. Think on what is lovely. Think on what is admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's a nice list. Is this worthy of praise? No, don't think about it. Cast that thought out. Don't think about things that don't produce in your life. Too many people are thinking about things that will never happen, that will never produce in life. You are to control your thought life. Proverbs 13:16. Wise people think before they act. But fools don't. They even brag about their foolishness. I mean, I grew up, you know, a bunch of regular kids and country boys in high school, and we'd talk stupid and do some of the dumbest stuff. We didn't have much wisdom. But eventually Christian crossed our path. It was just another ball player from another team. I went to a little ice cream store witnessing to me about Jesus. I thought, I know Jesus. I've been in church my whole life. No, I didn't know Jesus. I've been in church, but I don't know Jesus. But I found Jesus that day in that ice cream store and changed my life forever. Proverbs 15, verse 28. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. Now, this is real important. When I taught my high school kids, think before you open your mouth, because more people get in trouble because you didn't think. You heard the statement, well, I just didn't think. Well, why didn't you think? Did somebody not let you think? I mean, what is it? You need to think. So the godly think carefully before speaking, but the mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. Proverbs 29, verse 20. There is more hope for a fool than for somebody who speaks without thinking. He said, there's more hope for a fool. You know, four kinds of kids, wise, simple, foolish, and scornful in the Bible. Proverbs 1. There is more hope for a fool than for somebody that thinks that speaks without thinking. Think before you open your mouth. What are you going to say? What are you trying to communicate? There's no rush. Well, I had to say, no, you didn't. Just be slow to speak, quick to hear, the Bible says. Think about it. Romans 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. How am I going to change? You got to change the way you think. Everything in your life starts by how you think. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. Change the way you think. Think what's right. Don't think what's wrong. Well, what are you going to do? Well, that means you need to guard. You need to guard your heart with all diligence out of the issues of life. Don't just watch stupid movies. I mean, my whole life, like, is this thing in good? Then I'm not going to watch it. What's this about? I don't watch it if it's not good. And so, well, it's just entertainment. Well, is it true? No. Some things that are true, I don't feed on while they don't end well. I'm not going to feed on stuff like that. I want things that build my faith, not build fear. And so it's real important. Romans 12:16. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. You know, we've all dealt with this. Elementary, junior high, high school, workplace. There's always somebody's prideful. They know everything. They've been everywhere. They've done everything. Whatever you say, they're going to top it. That's somebody in a real need of affirmation. That's somebody who doesn't know who they are in him, in whom, in Christ. Because they're having to make up for it by out bragging, out hunting, out shooting, out hitting. They've got to be the number one. No, it's about out serving. Jesus said in the New Testament, you want to be great in my kingdom? Yes. Then you need to become the servant of everybody else. It's an upside down pyramid. You become great in the kingdom of God by out serving one another, not out hitting, out bragging, out whatever. You don't do that. So you got to start with the way you think about things. I like this. Romans 13:14. Clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge in your evil desires. Now, I remember when I was working with high school kids, I said, guys, you know, and people get in trouble. You know, sometimes kids be sent to the office. I remember one kid got sent to the office like 5 times one year. I said, what are you doing here? Well, I just keep messing up. Why? I don't know. Sure you do. You know exactly why you keep messing, because you want to. Nobody held a gun to your head and made you do something stupid in that classroom. Nobody made you act out. Nobody made you just do. You did it because you want to. You got to change what you think. You're like a 2-year-old thumb sucker that needs affirmation from everybody else. No, you don't. You just need the love of God in your heart. That's all you need. Ooh, that was good. Galatians 6:3. If you think you're too important to help somebody, you're only fooling yourself. What's the matter? Well, I don't do that. I don't mess with that. I don't hang out with them. No. When you get to thinking you're more important than everybody else, that's a good sign that you're in deep trouble, because God wants you to help everybody. The Bible warns us that sometimes we entertain angels unaware. God will send somebody across our path. We don't know. We've never met before, but there's an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody and to help somebody. So God will set some people up. He'll send an angel across your path to see what you'll do. And so there are recording angels, heaven recording every idle need, every idle thought. My life's being watched. I'll give an account of every idle need and every idle word when I get to heaven. So I want to do what's right when I'm down here. So let's just start today. Let's start today by doing what's right, thinking what's right, acting right. It's just a good way to live. I like this, Ephesians 3:20. This is a good one. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I just tell my kids, God's trying to do more than you could ever think. I don't care how big you think, God thinks bigger. I don't care how big you plan, God plans bigger. God's exceeding abundantly above and beyond all you can ask or think. Exceeding abundantly above and beyond all you can ask or think. God thinks big. There's no limit with God. So he gets you some God thoughts, and not just human thoughts. And it'll really change the way you live life. It'll turn out good. Colossians 3:2. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Why? Well, eventually you're going to spend eternity in heaven. And your reward in heaven is going to be based on what you did here on this planet. So it'd be a good day just to change what you're doing on this planet. Change how you think, what you say, how you talk, how you interact. Everything's going to be measured eventually based on how you're doing here today. So let's just start working on that. That's a good thing. Hebrews 10:24. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. What's it saying? Let's think of ways to motivate one another. So what you're talking about, how can I motivate my kids? How can I motivate my wife? How can I motivate my staff? We're trying to do what? Acts of love, good works, acts of love. How can I help my staff do better, think better, work better, enjoy life more? But you got to give some thought to that. It doesn't just show up. But if you think about it, God will establish your thoughts. He'll direct your paths. He'll guide you in all truth. We work with God, not separate from God. And I like this, Romans 1:21. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God. They wouldn't even give him thanks as God. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. You're talking about people. How'd you get so confused in your thinking? Well, you start thinking about the wrong thing. So you're reading the wrong thing, watching the wrong thing, listening to the wrong thing, singing the wrong thing. We determine our life by about what comes out of our mouth. Life and death in the power of the tongue. What's the tongue? Well, it's going to reveal what's in your mind. What's in your mind? Well, whatever you watch and read and listen to. So guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues of life. It's a great, simple way to live life. God's got it set up, but the devil's the author of confusion. He's trying to mess with us. So let's give some thought about thinking. Let's start thinking different. Let's choose what we think about. Not just let somebody else determine what we think about. Think on good things. It'll change your life forever. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.